Ananda Utsav.
August 15th morning.
And this very day, Sri Abhay Charanath Bhakti Vedanta Swami appeared in this world. He appeared in Calcutta in a very restricted family, and his father kept his name Abhay Charanar Bindadar. Who is Abhay Charanar Binda? Krishna is himself Bhakti. Abhay Charanar Binda. Those who will take center in the Lord's feet of Krishna Chandra, oh, they will be Abhay forever. Fearless forever. So he left. And when he became some more aged, then he brought mridanga for him, and he used to play not all for other things, but only mridanga. So from childhood, he has some inspiration to do bhajan. He was a very great learned scholar. So, Bengal Comical kept him as manager. And both management he was doing. After some time, he thought that I should make my own factory in chemical. And he did. But he had not come to as a medicine maker or anything, worldly thing. So what man proposes, God disposes. And also, he used to tell me when I requested him for sannyas in this Mathura. He told me that when I was initiated 23 years old, I take all his worldly work. Position and everything. I make them history bigger. So he told me that I was chanting name, reading Thakur, doing everything, writing some essays in back to harmony. Harmony is that. That is the time of the world. So he used to tell me, Prabhupada told him
that
your English is very perfect. You can preach in Western countries at that time. And he covered his mercy on him. When I told him that you should take some mass here, now you are a state figure, then he began to tell his story. After Bengal Chemical, I started my own business, but I failed. Then I came to Allahabad. And there I started a very big medicine shop. And Jawaharlal Nehru, the first Prime Minister of India, and his daughter Indira Gandhi, they used to come to his shop for shopping. But after some time it also fell. Then he began to do his own agency, some medicine he made, and began to distribute himself. But he also fell. Then he came to Mathura to sell his medicine. And by chance I met him in Bengali Fort. What are you doing? You should come to my work. And brought him and he made a room here. And I used to be my side. And then he was here. Then I told that now no need of fear. You are now a straight figure. Nothing you have. So you should take sannyas Prabhupada. And in the meantime, by Guru Dev came. And I requested by Guru Dev, he is your bosom friend from boyhood. You should tell him that he should take sannyas. And then there was an old person of 94. He told, his name was Maharaj after. He told Sanatan Dasadikari. He told that if he will take sannyas, I will also. And he inspired him. And thus both became ready, and here fire sacrifice and everything was done, and I made Ganta, door, copied everything, and I taught him how to use these things, and then sannyas was given to him. After that, here he went to Agra for preaching, and then he went to one town, Jhansi, and he wanted to establish there teaching and to make a teaching center. He called by Gurudev and we, about 20 Brahmachari Sannyasi went there. And he wanted to establish this Mahaprabhu. But by chance, it was not done. Then he returned and gave that deity to Gurudev, and Gurudev established it. This is the time of Swami Maharaj. And after that, he went to Western countries. He has no farthing penny, no paisa, no rupiah. And then he requested navigation of India, Cynthia. And he, in water was jahaj. And he, in so many days he reached there. Perhaps 1 month or more than that. And in the way, he became very, very sick. And then he wrote a poem to Krishna or Prabhupada. I don't remember. Krishna. And he prayed, and after that he became. Then he went to New Jersey. And in a park, by thinking how to preach, and then with Kartal he used to sit on that park under a tree and closing eyes, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. His voice was so attractive that in that part, Sripi used to come in a large number. And on his tune, they used to dance there, and after that, they used to give him alcohol or anything to him. They never knew that he didn't touch him. And after some time, hearing his classes and songs, oh, all the hippies who used to come there, they became disciples. One of the hippie disciples is Shyam Rani and also Vrindavan Vilasini also. Very young is very beautiful at that time. And they began to spread the mission of Srila Bhakti, Vedanta Swami Maharaj, in a couple of years. Oh, so many words, preaching center were established. And he translated so many authorized books, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and all other books. And it was distributed in the whole world. And then the disciples also, Kamal Krishna, and so many Brahmanas and so many came. Vrindavan also. Giriraj and so many kids.
You can use this for years.
After that, he established his preaching center in the midst of ocean, on the top of hills, everywhere, and then in England, America, Africa, Australia, all other countries. And his books were distributed around the whole world. Thus a revelation of religion came. So, today his birthday, I pray him to show suffer his mercy to me and to all his disciples, that we should also boldly preach the mission of Srila Guru Gauranga and Rupa Goswami over the whole world. And following him, I went to Western countries to see where he had preached, how, and what is the influence. If wherever I went, I saw him. Oh, lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of disciples, they are ladies and they were doing book distribution and other. I also pray his mercy that I should like him, preach and write books. I by their mercy, I do give, and I have also written more than 100 books. And it is translated in the mind, all languages of the world. And like him, my books are distributed here and there. Today I am offering Pushpanjali in his daughter. After that, Shyam Rani and Chandrananda Prabhu. All will speak, but I will have to go. Just now, a place I have given word. I did not remember that I will be here. But anyhow, I'm going and coming to you to be here.